Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me unmute you guys. I apologize. I have a little technical difficulties getting on, so I apologize. We have Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley, and Auntie Betty, Mom, and Hubert on the line so far. We're going to go ahead and let good evening, ladies. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm going to go ahead and let Mom start reading. As you all remember, we're starting our new book, Judges. So Mom's going to start us off in Judges 1.
After the death of Joshua, the Israelites asked the Lord, "Who will be the first to go up and fight for us against the Canaanites?" The Lord answered, "Judah is to go, and I have given the land into their hands." Then the men of Judah said to the Simeonite, their brother, "Come up with us into the territory allotted to us to fight against the Canaanites. We in turn will go with you into yours." So the Simeonite went with them. When Judah attacked, the Lord gave the Canaanite and the Perizzite into their hand, and they struck down 10,000 men at Beza. It was there that they found Adam Buzzer and found
Adoni Bezek
and fought against him, putting to rout the Canaanites and the Perizzites. Pronounce that name again.
Adoni
Bezek. Fled. But they chased him and caught him and cut off his thumb and a big toe. And then Adoni Bezek said, 70 kings with their thumb and big toe cut off have picked up scale under my table, scraps up under my table. Now God has paid me back for what I did to them. They brought him to Jerusalem, and he died there. The men of Judah attacked Jerusalem also and took it. They put the city to the sword and set it on fire. After that, the men of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites living in the hill country and Megiddo and the western foothill. They advanced against the Canaanites living in Hebron, formerly called Kishon Arba, and defeated Adamon and Palam. From there, they advanced against the people living in Debron, formerly called Kavan Stepha. And Caleb said, "I will give my daughter Asia in marriage to the man who attacked the captive Kasha. Stepha. Oretan, son of Kimron, Caleb's young brother, took it. So Caleb gave his daughter Achah to him in marriage. One day, when she came to, Openel, she urged him to ask her father for a field. When she got off her donkey, Caleb asked her, "What can I do for you?" She replied, "Do me a special favor. Since you have given me land in the Negev, give me also spring of water." Then Caleb gave her the upper and the lower spring.
Caleb.
What? Caleb. That's Caleb. Okay, the descendant of Moses' father-in-law, the Canaanite, went up from the city of Shom with the men of Judah to live among the people of the desert of Judah in the Negev near Aram. Then the men of Judah went with the Shemite, their brother, and attacked the Canaanite living in Zephah. And they totally destroyed the city. Therefore, it was called Hormah. The men of Judah also took Gazer, Ashlon, and Eron, each city with its territory. The Lord was with the men of Judah and took possession of the hill country, but they was unable to drive the people from the plain, because they had iron chariots, as Moses had promised. Hebron was given to Caleb, who drove from it the three sons of Achan, Anak. The Benjamite, however, failed to dislodge the Jebusite, who was living in Jerusalem in this day, and the Jebusite lived there with the Benjaminite. Now the house of Joseph attacked Bethel, and the Lord was with them when they sent men to spy out Bethel. Farmer called Luke. The spies saw a man coming out of the city, and they said to him, "Show us how to get into the city, and we will see that you are treated well." So he showed them, and they put the city to the sword, but spared the man and his whole family. He then went to the land of the Hittites, where he built a city and called it Luz, which is the name of this, which is named to this day. But Manasseh did not drive out the people of Bethshan or Tyron or Dort or Litlam or Megiddo and their surrounded settlement, or the Canaanites, was determined to live in that land. When Israel became strong, they pressed the Canaanites into forced labor, but never drove them out completely. Nor did Ephron drove out the Canaanites living in Giza. But the Canaanites continued to live there among them. Neither did Zebulun drove out the Canaanite living in Karen or Naphtali, who remained among them, but they did subject them to forced labor. Nor did Asher drive out those living in Acre or Sidon or Alab or Asa or Hadron or Apec or Reba. And because of this, the people of Ash lived among the Canaanite inhabitants of the land. Neither did Nabatel drive out those living in Beth Shema or Beth Atman Ammon Anna. But the Nabatel too lived among the Canaanite inhabitants of the land, and those living in Beth Shama and Beth Amnon became forced labor for them. The Amorites confined the Danites to the hill country, not allowing them to come down into the plain. And the Amorites were determined also to hold out in Mount Hur. But when the power of the house of Joseph increased, they too were pressed into forced labor. The boundary of the Amorites was from Scorpion pass to Sheila and beyond. Amen.
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 We have two more callers to join. Auntie Dot, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Brother Daniel, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'll do a quick roll call. Of course, we got Auntie Dot and Daniel. We have Mother May, Hubert, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, and myself, Angela. So just good evening to everyone.
Good evening.
Before I proceed with the program, I'm kind of a little backwards, and I apologize, but I didn't get to turn to the page of Judges as we started our new program. But I wanted to just kind of give a summary of what Judges is all about as we continue to move into God's Word in this area. Judges. The book of Judges tells the account of Israel's frequent failures and apostasy, which in turn provoked God's chastening. It also tells of the people's urgent appeal to God in times of crisis, moving him to raise up leaders, judges, through whom he throws off oppression and restores the land to peace. Judges reminds us to let go of our rebellion and find joy in God's firm but loving and forgiving presence. Amen.
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 In chapter 1 that Mom read talks about Israel fight the remaining Canaanites. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Canaanites. Thank you, Mom, for that reading.
Amen.
Alrighty.
Amen.
Amen.
Alrighty. Let's get started here. Welcome to the Nellis Family and Friends Walking with Jesus weekly program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. We unite on this day that the Lord has made. So let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Awesome. All righty. So we're going to go ahead with the opening prayer, and I had Auntie Carrie to lead us in the opening prayer.
Our Father, we come to you today thanking you for another day and thanking you, Lord, for your word. Lord, we just want understanding. Lord, we just don't want to hear your word. Lord, we want to be carrier of your word and do what your will say do. Lord, we just thank you right now for this time. We thank you, Lord, for everything that we were here tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
All right, here we go. All right, we're going to move right on into our worship song. And the title is Give Thanks Unto the Lord, for He is Good. This is by Dr. Judith Christie McAllister. Where your mic? Before I continue, how was that sound?
Okay.
Does that sound okay, guys? Okay. As you all know, Loretta is not here tonight. She's not my partner in crime right now. She is moving. Her family's moving today. So I just need you guys to be patient with me as I run this program by myself.
Amen.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Sorry about that, God. I try to mute everybody so there's no background noise. Amen, amen. Amen. The Lord is good and worthy. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Let's move on to our program. But I just like to say we know how much God loves us, right?
Yes.
And we can put all our in His love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's begin our round table. Please say pass if you don't have a word or good news to share this evening. When I call your name, we're going to start off this evening with Auntie Betty.
All right, I'm coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 1 through 12. And seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall attain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecute they the prophet which was before you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Matthew 5, 1 through 12. Next I have Auntie Dot.
Okay. I'm reading Joshua chapter 6. Now Jericho was straitened, shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given you these hands Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of Ai, and you all shall compact the city, all you men of war, and go around about the city once, shall thou do 6 days, and 7 priests shall bear before the eye 7 trumps of ram horn, and the 7th day shall compact the city 7 times, and the priest shall blow with the trumpet. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. And the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priest and said unto them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram horn before the ark of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Man, thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Joshua 6, 1 through 6. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, next I have Sister Shirley.
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Romans, starting Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 31 through 39. What shall we say? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loveth us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Shirley, for that reading out of Romans 8, 31 through 39. And I forgot to do my little homework here, but that is talking about, as Sister Shirley mentioned, more than conquerors. That's what that verse is about. Those verses are about. I'm going to back up a minute on Auntie Betty's coming out of Matthew 5. That was about the Beatitudes. Beatitudes, okay. I learned something today. Thank you. And then Auntie Di came out of Joshua 6, and that was about the fall of Jericho. Thank you, God. All right, let's go with Hubert.
I come out of Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bone wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was snapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and then I covered up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord. And you, excuse me. And you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you while you may be found. Surely when the mighty water rise, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Hubert, for that reading out of Psalm 32. And I think I'm going to learn something new, too. That is about David, and it says Maskil. And the meaning of Maskil is a verb that means to give instruction or to make wise. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, next we'll have Brother Daniel. Do you have any good news to share with us tonight? And Brother Daniel, any good news?
Yeah, I just about to say hello to everyone, love everybody, and God bless. Amen, I'm listening.
Amen. All righty. Thank you for being here. Your presence is just as important. Amen.
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 All righty. So next we have Mother May.
Okay, I'm coming out of Proverbs. And the son said, lean on God. And we, as African Americans, consider our rich heritage, the faithfulness of God resonates to us. As a youth, I remember the black college choir saying, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd and carry the young lamb into his bosom. Their rich tone and harmony voice communicated peace and security. The image of God protects, especially for the young, because in our minds, chosen their name, college student, and no one is God. The King of God.
Hello. Hello.
He writes in Hebrew.
Yes. Can you guys hear, Mom?
No.
No.
The writer of Hebrew. Let us give it to the hope that we profess. You still hear me?
Can you guys hear her now?
Didn't hear any of that. We didn't hear any.
None of Proverbs?
None of
Proverbs
what? Proverbs 3:5-6. Lean on God.
Okay, we didn't hear any of it. Okay.
Okay, I'll start up. When we as African American consider our rich faith heritage, the faithfulness of God resonated for us as a youth. I remember the black college choir singing, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd and carry the young lamb in his bosom. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay. Their rich tone and harmony voice communicated peace and security. The image of God as a protector, especially for the young, became fixed in my mind. His chosen vessel, namely college student in school choir, conflict in my spirit and understanding of one whose nature is carried and whose power to deliver never fails. That one is God. The theme of God, the pendulum, reverberates throughout Scripture. For example, the story of Israel is the story of a people who discover that no one could deliver as God delivered, because he is the same yesterday and today forever. The writer of Hebrews could say, let us hold unwaveringly to the hope that we profess, for he whose promise is faithful. Other madam, Jesus will appear as the one who is called faithful and true. To trust in the Lord is to acknowledge and affirm that God is both loving and faithful, that he is dependable. To lean on him with more than our own understanding is the beginning of real wisdom. For then we realize who we are in relationship to him. To be wise is to know that our greatest knowledge, our deepest insight, and our clear thinking are only pale shadow is comparison to God's wisdom. His wisdom is far above ours. It is from his eternal and omniscient viewpoint that he guides us and make our path straight. Knowing that God and only God is always dependable is the basis of a wisdom that is more precious than ruby. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Out of Proverbs 3, Slumery, further benefits of wisdom. Amen. Okay,
amen.
And then my next reader is Auntie Carrie.
Yes. I'm coming from Isaiah Chapter 40, starting at verse 25. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, said the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who has created these that bringeth out their hosts by numbers. He calleth them all by name, by the greatness of his might, so that he is strong in power. Not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my ways are hidden from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Has thou not known, has thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, fainteth not, neither is there weary. There is no searching for his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings of an eagle. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Isaiah 40, and that summarizes comfort for God's people. Amen.
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 All right. That concludes our first round. So we're going to move on over to the next part of our program, the sick and shut-in. Before we pray for our sick and shut-in, is there anyone that we need to add to our list for special prayer? All righty, then I will move Lord, going to let me give a praise report for Kamari and Loretta's grandson. He's doing much better. He finally had a good day with no breakouts or reactions to whatever the issue was. They don't know what it was, but whatever, God has healed him, and I think it's just the power of prayer. Amen.
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 Amen. All right, if you bow your heads for the sick and shut in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, we want to take this moment to pray for all sick and shut in, and especially our family and friends, with a special prayer for Auntie Wylene, Auntie Dot, and Joseph. Family and friends, may you be wrapped up in God's love, found deep in his everlasting meaning, carried and kept, safe and cherished. May the healing power of Jesus Christ breathe across your being now. Come, Lord, you are the miracle worker for the sick. In your spirit, your gift of healing is alive. In you, Lord, we can put our trust that you can heal us and protect us from the enemy. Lord, thank you for loving us and sending your son, Jesus Christ, to save us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. All righty. Next part of our program is acknowledging birthdays for the week of August the 30th through September 4th, right?
No.
Yes, September 4th. The month of August is gone.
Hey, Bill.
All righty. Fortunately, we have one birthday to acknowledge, and I show Auntie Janet on September the 4th. Mm-hmm. All right, all right. Are there any other birthdays during this week? Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. Did someone say they had a birthday? Okay, we'll move right along on the program. Can't keep up with this to save my life. Auntie Betty, would you do us the honor singing happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God children. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. And I'm going to do better and keep a list of who's doing so. We don't choose the same people all the time, so I apologize for that. All righty. Next, we're going to move on to our second roundtable, where each person has an opportunity to share a testimony, a poem, or a song. If you don't have anything to share this week, by all means, just say pass. Let's start off with Mother May.
Pass.
Okay, Brother Huber.
My Heavenly Father, thank you for the cross, Lord, the blood you shed for me, for your new mercy every day, your grace and liberty. Thank you for my friends, Lord, and all my family. Keep each one near to your heart and hold them tenderly. Thank you for my ears to hear and for my eyes to see. When I am still and read your word, please show your truth to me. When I rise up each morning and give my day to you, let the sun rise in my heart and let his love shine through. Before I make decisions, remind me I must pray. Let everything I say and do be in a loving way. reach out to others through me, the hurting, sad, and lost, and Jesus gave his life for me, Lord, I will pay the cost. In Jesus' name I ask, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that poem, Huber. How beautiful. Thank you. All righty. Next, we have Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
All righty. Auntie Betty.
Yes, I would like to just read a couple of verses out of the Bible on John chapter 3, verse 16. Said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent his Son unto the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading out of John, Auntie Betty. All righty. Next we have, I know Brother Daniel said he was a listener, so we're going to move on to Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm reading from the prayer book, the red prayer book. God made a way. Jesus is the way back to our heavenly God. Clearly stated that our life is hid in him. So if you want to find your purpose and fulfill in his life, you can only find it in a relationship with our heavenly Father through Jesus Christ and God's eye. Everybody have value and worth. We must realize that we are God created and he loves us. He had also given us great petition, purpose, and had a plan for our life. Even if we were conceived outside of marriage, you are not an accident. The Lord tell us through his word, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. Yes, I have loved you with everlasting love. Therefore, with love and kindness have I grown to you. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that beautiful, sounds like a poem, a nice prayer, Auntie Dot.
Beautiful.
I will go next, and I have a poem. A prayer for you is said today. May the love of God ever with you stay. Wherever you are, whatever you do, I'm sorry, wherever you are, whatever you do, may the blessing of God ever rest on you. And in the years that are still to come, may the peace of God be in your home. And God's great love abide with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, and next I have Sister Shirley.
He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Dark clouds may rise, and strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world where I go, that I found a Savior, and he I know. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that song, Sister Shirley. Amen.
Amen.
Alrighty. that actually concludes our second round. Thanks for everyone for all that you shared. Next, we want to go ahead and assign our part for next week. We're still in Judges, so we're going to do Judges 2. Do I have a volunteer for Judges 2 for next week?
I volunteer.
Okay, Huber jumped to the gun on that one.
Amen.
All righty. Amen. Okay, how about the opening prayer? Any volunteers for the opening prayer?
I volunteer.
That's Sister Shirley. That's
yes.
Sister Shirley, correct? All right.
Yes.
Thank you. And then last, the closing prayer. Any volunteers for the closing prayer? Going once. Going twice. Oh, I'm so sorry, Auntie God. I had you muted. I apologize. Do you volunteer for the closing prayer?
You had me what?
I had muted you by mistake. I apologize.
Oh.
Would you like to volunteer for the closing prayer?
I'll try to do it, yeah.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, you can do it. Yes, you can. All righty. Got a full house for next week. That's beautiful. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead with our closing prayer. I'm going to leave that out this week. And we have Hubert to volunteer and do the closing prayer for us.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, Psalm 41 said that you will bless all
the
people.
Okay, go ahead, Hubert.
Heavenly Father, Psalm 41 said that you will bless all that consider the poor. Help me, Lord, to be merciful, so I shall attain mercy. So I ask you, Lord, to help me show compassion by giving myself to others. I know the Lord that there are times that those that I show compassion to seem to be ungrateful. Help me, Lord, to be wise when this happens and to discern that this is Satan, too, to keep me from doing what you, Lord, want me to do. You have promised us blessing, Lord, for our compassion for the poor, the weak, the feeble, the depressed, the sick, and the sorrowful. Help me, Lord, to always consider those that you put into my path. You, Lord, shield me in your kindness. While others may have no hope or help, but I can hope in you, Lord, in my times of trouble, because I have considered and blessed the poor. Help me, Lord, not to be deceived, for I know God will not be mocked, and for whatsoever I sowed, that shall I also reap. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that closing prayer, Hubert, and thank everyone for volunteering tonight and for those volunteers scheduled for next week. We're going to go ahead with our final worship song. The title is Fill Me Up by my girl, Tasha Cobb Leonard. I'm going to play Fill Me Up. And then I'm going to pause and come to the conclusion. And then I will play the other part of Overflow, which kind of blends together. If you want to stay on and listen, you can. If not, you can go ahead and enjoy the rest of your evening. Just give us a second.
If they can wear a mask while holding a suffering patient's hand, you can wear one. Thank you.
I'm tired of you.
Alrighty. I don't know about you guys, but every morning I ask God to get that Holy Spirit to fill me up, get me through the day. So that's just a beautiful song. Amen.
Amen.
Let me get you guys off the mute.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Alrighty. We have come to the conclusion of our program, and we, as always, like to thank everyone for attending and sharing. We appreciate and love each one of you. As always, you could have chosen to be doing something else this evening, but you chose to gather with the Yellen family and friends and bless everyone with your presence and God's words. In closing, we can thank God for the way that he has been with us during this time. And we ask him to continue to inspire and protect us as we leave. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone have a safe and blessed week, and I will continue on with overflow. If you guys want to continue to listen on, if not, if stated earlier, you can drop off. And again, just enjoy your week and be safe.
Amen.
Y'all do the same.
Good night.
I want to ride all over.
Amen. And good night.
Amen. Good night.
I'm sorry. I'm sick of that noise.